Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
That was, of course, President Obama affirming his support yesterday for gay marriage. A little later this hour, we'll talk to veterans of the marriage equality movement here in Massachusetts about where to go next now that gay marriage is back in the national discourse.
But first, some politics. The president's evolution on this issue comes as he pushes his campaign for re-election into high gear. A big question, will this help to excite his liberal base? Will it win him or cost him votes in crucial swing states? New Hampshire has only 4 electoral votes, but in a close election, it's one of the states up for grabs and worth watching. Andy Smith is director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center and associate professor of political science at UNH. And Andy, welcome back. Good to have you on the show.
Good to talk to you, Anthony.
So before we talk about gay marriage, the president carried New Hampshire pretty handily in 08. What does the latest polling up there show right now in an Obama-Romney matchup?
We're showing it to be fairly close. President Obama has about a 9-point lead over Mitt Romney, but I think that was when we're still kind of in the tail end of the primary campaign or the nomination battle. My sense is it's going to be very close up here, similar to what we saw in 2000 and in 2004, both of which years were decided by less than 1 percentage point.
So what about support for gay marriage in New Hampshire? The state, of course, one of 6 states that has approved gay marriage. What kind of support for it up there?
Well, we've seen fairly strong, or I would say we've seen majority support for gay marriage for the last 5 or 6 years. And as you know, in 2009, we passed a law here that legalized gay marriage in New Hampshire. And since that time, there's been an effort on the part of Republicans to repeal it. But what we're seeing is that there is not support for repealing the law. What we're seeing in our most recent poll is that 59% of state residents oppose repealing gay marriage, whereas only 32% favor repealing the gay marriage law in New Hampshire. And I think most importantly, the people who are strongly opposed to repealing gay marriage here outnumber strong supporters of repealing gay marriage. I know it gets confusing talking about something that's already passed, but the strong opponents of repealing gay marriage are twice as strong in their opposition as proponents. So the political energy in New Hampshire certainly is on the side of people who favor legal gay marriage.
All right. So then let's talk about how the president's stated position on gay marriage might affect his chances in a state like New Hampshire. Does it help him then, given the broad support for gay marriage in New Hampshire that you've described? Does it help him, for example, with his liberal base, hurt him with conservatives or unaligned swing voters?
Well, I should say, first off, it's important to remember that New Hampshire is one of the least religious states in the country, and therefore most of these social issues don't have that religious overtone or religious appeal that they do in other parts of the country. That said, I think this law won't make much difference in terms of the partisan nature. It's not going to make conservatives and Republicans more interested in going out and voting against President Obama. But I do think you're right that it will energize or will help energize the Democratic base and the more liberal voters in the state. Anytime you've got a re-election, the voters vote retrospectively on the performance of the president, and that's typically done in relation to the economy. And with the economy still kind of lumbering along here, that has Democrats largely dispirited and Republicans really energized to go out and vote against Obama. This sort of an effort by President Obama, I think, will help recharge that more progressive, more Democratic base that he really has to have energized in order to win up here.
Well, Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center and associate professor of political science at UNH, many thanks for that quick analysis. We appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
Well, the president has, quote, evolved his thinking on gay marriage. So is it time for an evolution in the gay marriage movement itself? We'll take a look when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.